joined me, Carl Lacey, one of the retirees here tonight. Carl, nice honour tonight by the GAA to recognise your services.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to come here tonight and with the lads, Big Neil and Christy and Rory, and you know, chat about the good old times. And you know, you're looking, hearing stories, and then you're watching videos there on the big screen of some of the games we played. And you know, it's great. I suppose you never look at them things when you're in the middle of it and you're in that wee bubble of, as a player. But now you're on the outside, and you know, it's time to maybe sit and relax now and maybe look back at those good times.
You have a very distinguished career to look back on. If it was there to be won, Carl Lacey won it. You know, you're the most decorated player in Donegal football, so you've gone away with a bag full with you.
Yeah, I suppose there's a few things there maybe are a lot more important than others. You know, it's the big one is, you know, listen, you're lining out with 30 lads or training with 30 lads every night, and it's them collective awards. I think Mark McHugh might have said it there. It's, you know, it's all about, you know, for me playing for Donegal was all about winning Ulster titles and all Irelands, and you know, it took us a long time. Maybe I came in 2004, and it wasn't 2011 that we, you know, actually lifted the Anglo-Celt, and that's what was all about. Yeah. Them other individual awards or, you know, Ulster teams or that's all extras. You know, you play the game to wear the Donegal jersey, to go and represent Donegal and go and, you know, bring a bit of success back to the county. And as I say, it took a wee bit longer than I hoped, but you know, eventually we got there, and it makes that, you know, when you do step away, it makes that wee bit sweeter that you have those medals in the back pocket.
Because a lot of players have put in great service throughout the years as well, and maybe nothing to show for it, so you know, it's a regret they'll look back on, but you can have all these good days to look back on.
Yeah, it's, you know, when you look at the players, and you know, there's a couple in my own club, you know, you think of right away Barry Monahan, Barry Dunyan and Shane Carr, three players that, you know, came in the panel. But Barry was with me in 2004, and Barry Monahan and Shane Carr were in the panel already, and they went through, you know, a lot of 10 years, 11 years, and you know, nothing to show for it. And then all of a sudden, I'm still there, and I've 3 Ulster medals and all Ireland. Like, you know, it's, you know, it can be awkward enough too, you know, when you're chatting about it to them boys, and you know, they deserve it, everybody as I deserve it. It's just that it was the right time when I was there, and you know, there's a lot of other great players that I've played with it. And Rory mentioned there tonight, managers that, you know, gave it everything as well, but just that wee bit of luck or whatever wasn't there on their side. And you know, Jim came in 2011, and I suppose he steadied the ship a bit, and he got the right personnel in terms of players and his backroom team, and you know, we really kind of got a good focus, and Jim brought that belief, and we worked hard for each other for them a couple of months, and you know, everything's history after that, really.
From when you came in to when you're going out, it's a very different game. 2004 is very different football now to 2017. A lot has changed down the years.
Yeah, but I suppose you just got to adapt to that, like, you know, in 2004, whatever way, you know, it was mentioned there as well, it was your armas or your throne back then, and it was how you adapt to beating them type of teams. And that's where, you know, you got to be looking at. And even, you know, teams now, it's, you're looking at Dublin, and you know, how do we beat Dublin, and that's what it's all about. And you know, say Armagh, Tyrone were a team to beat back then, but we just could never get across the line against them. Like, I think my first year was against Armagh and Croke Park. That time it was 80,000 people at it, and we got an absolute hammering. You know, and we just tactically, physically, I don't think we were up to that level of what we were at, but eventually we got there. I know Brian McGavery came in, and he brought a bit of more professionalism to it, and he brought that bit of S&C to it, but not to the level that I suppose that was required. And so I think we got that there eventually in 2011. And I'd say back then you were always looking at your Armaghs and Thrones and going, you know, why can't we get to that level, or you know, what are we missing? And it's the same now, you're looking at Dublin going, like, well, let's catch up, and we need to be as good as them.
You haven't taken a year out or anything, you're straight back into it now in a management capacity. Declan Bonner's taking you into the side, so you'll be able to share your experiences with the younger lads that are coming through now.
Yeah, I think it's vital that, you know, I suppose I spoke to Declan and a couple other players, you know, I had a few conversations with them, and you know, it'll be a different dynamic for me, and I'm not sure what kind of value we can add, but I suppose when you look back at it, you know, I've been around that dressing room for the last 14 years, and I've gone through different processes from 2004 to different, you know, where we need to be tactically, and what we're missing and what we're good at and all that type of stuff. And you know, I suppose for me being in there now, I can relate Declan's background to him. A lot of them haven't been around the dressing room, so I suppose I'm that wee link there. I know players now from the last couple of years and how they train and what's their strengths, what their weaknesses are, and you know, what we need to get better at. And you know, hopefully I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully I'll be able to add some kind of value, but it'll be a wee bit strange at the same time, giving orders rather than taking them, but you know, we'll adjust it, and looking forward to getting the season started.
And it's not far away altogether, 3rd of January, McKenna Cup, and then the league is a very condensed league this year. We're out in some cases twice in 1 week.
Yeah, it's, listen, that suits us down to the ground, and that's what we want. We just want games thick and fast, and that's, you know, listen, maybe young panel players, they've learned a lot from last year even, so we're hoping them learnings will just come straight into the season now this year. Small break, get the game started again, and you know, that's what we learn, that's what we do our performance analysis, our video analysis on. We do them on games, we don't do them on training. So the more types of coaching sessions we can do around video and watch ourselves and what mistakes we're making, then the quicker we're going to learn. And you say, we've a good McKenna Cup campaign now, straight in the league. You know, no better way to start the league for them young lads going down to Killarney and you know, help playing a Kerry team. Like, you know, that's you have to be at the top of the game, and hopefully we can come away from there with a victory and really start the season off.
Finally, Carl, I'd ask you maybe for one highlight. I'm sure I know the answer, but if you had to pick one highlight throughout your career, what would it be?
I suppose, like, it's got to be that day in September in 2012. Like, and as I say, you know, you train, you put on the hard slog, then pre-season trainings, you do everything for that, like, and you know, lifting that cup and then running down the Hill 16 with the cup in your hands, and you know, everything that went after that for the week, you know, it was just the highlight. And traveling around Donegal, stopping 42 towns in the county in the bus, and just with all your friends, and you know, that's probably the biggest highlight, but loads of others as well.
Carl, thanks for your service, and thanks for your time.